The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about, whether it's a heat index out there and you're not feeling really good, and what you can do about that, or just, you know, plain old things that aren't happening the way they're supposed to in your body. You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to make things better. Well, you know what? When it doesn't work, you really need to change the focus, and that's why we're here. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. So kind of to start you out, we're going to have a little bit of a discussion on your immunological system, you know, and where is the greatest portion of your immunological responses and what keeps you well and how do you stay healthy? Guess where it might be? Would you guess it might be your spleen? Would you guess it's your thymus gland? Would you guess it's your bone marrow? Well, if you did that, you'd all be wrong. Where it really is in your gut, your intestinal tract, your GI tract. That's where the greatest majority of your symptomological representation defense mechanisms are. And guess what we're going to talk about today? Yep, that's it. We're going to talk about that particular thing, but we're going to do bowel disorders and constipation, or constipation and other bowel disorders. And in studio, to make that happen and to put you in a little different perspective, I could say it's our Asian connection, Dr. Qinglong Zhang.
Hello, Dr. Rozelle. Hello, everybody.
Oh, my friend, I'm glad you're here with us. You know, on this very hot and, you know, kind of challenging day that's going to hit 100 degrees out there in many different places. It's already, index feels like it's 109, so you should be listening to the program and outside walking around. But in case you do that, by the way, lots of water and a little bit of sea salt. Don't be foolish and drink things that are dehydrating. But anyway, this Wednesday evening, July the 24th, 7 p.m., Dr. Zhang is going to be talking to you about your gut, your intestinal tract, and why you're constipated. By the way, let me ask you guys a question. How often do you go to the bathroom? And, you know, some of you are going to say, well, I go regularly. And you told me that in the treatment room. I'd say, well, how often is that? And they'll say, well, you know, I go, you know, several times a week. Dr. Zhang, several times a week is not normal, is it?
It's totally abnormal.
So how often should someone go to an evacuation state to the bathroom? You know, we used to say in school, number one, number two. So
ideally, you want to go to two times a day. So at least once a day.
So at least once a day, but preferably a couple times a day to keep everything moving in the direction that's supposed to go.
Yes.
So how many of you, raise your hands, you know, I can see you, I can see you, raise your hands, how many of you go to the bathroom at least once a day? Okay, so there's not so many of you, let's do it again, how many of you go to the bathroom at least four or five times a week? No, okay. I'll tell you a story, Dr. Zhang. I did a program some years ago at one of the universities, and it was a continuing education program on integrative care for people who are interested in it. Mm-hmm. And one of the topics we were covering was detoxification, cleaning the gut out and so mm-hmm. forth. So I started out, there's about 40 students in the class, and they were all graduate students. And I said, how many of you go to the bathroom, have a bowel movement at least once a day? Mm-hmm. And about half of them raised their hands.
Oh, the other half is probably not. Huh?
No. And then I said, so how many of you have the urge to go to the bathroom at least four or five times a week? And then another probably 15 of them. And there's still five out there, right? Yeah. And so I said, okay, all right, really? You guys? Okay. And then so eliminated everybody but one.
Oh, wow.
And so this one young woman sitting in the back, and I said, you're either not participating because you're embarrassed. And she said, no, you haven't hit the number. I said, I haven't hit the number. She said, I'm lucky if I go once every 2 weeks.
Wow.
I said, what? Every 2 weeks? So when somebody doesn't have, that's not only constipation, that's brick sitting in the intestinal tract that's not moving.
Something wrong.
What's the effect of that? I mean, we've already said that you have to move your bowels. You have to have a good evacuation at least once a day, preferably a couple times a day. And actually, you'll see authors that say every time you eat, you should go. Right?
Yeah, yes.
So what happens?
Actually, it's a part of detox your body. If you cannot go to the bathroom regularly, that means your large intestine and your intestinal tract get affected by something else. In the next hour or next Wednesday night, I will tell you what's the reason, how you can get a constipation, how we corrected that. So before we get to the point there, I want to tell everybody, I want to talk about that, why GI tract, why intestinal tract is so important. You can tell from the market, from everywhere, more and more people take a lot of enzyme, everything for the gut, for the intestinal tract. Why is it so important? Probably don't know. You just follow. Okay, everybody say enzyme is good. I took enzyme. I took like a lot of different kind of enzyme. But just know it's good. But why is it so good?
So let me add something. I'm gonna toss this on and let you run with it a little bit. You know, people are saying, well, you know, I'm just gonna feel kind of lousy. I feel crappy. Well, we can kind of discern what that is. But here's the situation: headaches, body pain, joint pain, skin rashes, tiredness, inability to sleep, nausea, reactions to other things. All of these things are related to constipation and bowel problems across the board. Cramping, moodiness, you know, you're in a bad mood or you react simply because of that. You need to have a gut check, really. I mean, you have to look at that intestinal tract, right?
Yes, because the 85% immunity in your gut. It's the first reason. 85% immunity in your gut, you're going to produce a lot of the enzyme and then make your body get stronger.
So 85% of your immune system is in the intestinal tract.
Intestinal tract. And also I talk many times in the radio, the gut is a second brain. The gut is second brain. Over 80% of the neurotransmitter made in the gut transfer goes to your brain to let brain function very well.
So you just opened the door on why so many people are mentally constipated.
Yes. Thank you for that word.
They retained the information.
Yes.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, will be your presenter, your host this Wednesday evening at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're right off the National Capital Beltway on Route 50, Arlington Boulevard. Very close. All you got to do is take the exit and you're there. And it's still summertime. Easy to find us. Easy to get there. And I promise you, those of you who've heard this man present know that he is a bundle of information. We're talking about something that affects way too many people. And it's constipation. And it is the root of many diseases. And Dr. Zhang, you just said it's the second brain.
Yeah, right.
As well as immunological responses 85% of the time.
Yeah. So actually, we always talk in the office, our philosophy, feel the kick and treat the gut first, clean the gut first. Actually, a few weeks ago, I think we talked about the Parkinson.
Yes.
So there is new research. Parkinson, I did a lot of research on the brain and the dopamine, whatever this kind of stuff. However, finally, the new research has come out. Continue to do the research. New research come out. Parkinson patients are very, very strong related to your gut issue.
So the research is now showing.
It just come out, yeah.
So Parkinson's and intestinal tract go hand in hand. If the gut's not clean,
nope,
then the condition gets worse and it never resolves itself.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
amazing. It's cool. That's okay. Shocking me. That's one of the first things of research. I told my patient get shocked too, but he checked back to again. Said, oh my God. Yeah. Right. So definitely the gut is so important. Also, just now, Dr. Roselle told you guys a lot of symptoms about the sluggish, you know, the headache. I will tell you later on why they can cause that problem. You should know why that you can treat yourself better.
We're going to hold that for the second part of the program because we're going to get into that in depth. But at the end of it all, what you're dealing with, 85% of your immune system. You're dealing with your body's ability to attack bacteria and all kinds of pathogens.
Yes.
And before they attack you, including the exposure to metals and things of that nature. If your intestinal tract doesn't work, not only are you not absorbing things, but now you become much more sensitive and allergic across the board to virtually anything that you eat. Even good for you foods now become sensitive.
Yeah, right. A lot of people focus on the health. They won't try to organic food, try to the free range, the egg, whatever it is. It's good. However, I told my patients, okay, so listen, so organic organic food is good, probably not good for you. Why? So why? Because the food has sometimes allergy. Everybody know allergy. I have allergy to the peanut.
Allergies.
But however, food allergy is not only way you should know. You should know the food sensitivity. Food sensitivity is not that bad enough. It shows you something. You have very bad reaction. Okay, I have a choking or I can have a hard time breathe. This is a rash. But however, food sensitivity, just like it's something you cannot see, but still there to bug you.
So what you're talking about is you have foods that are good for you,
mm-hmm.
and you go out and get organic, and even though that they're organic,
yeah.
you react.
Yes.
And you have all these crazy things that are going on. And we, you know, if we get into the depth of a lot of this, people say, you know, they're listening to this guy on the radio and online right now, and he's talking about all these lectins. Well, you know, I have a problem with lectins across the board. There are some sensitivities that allow people to be more reactive, if you will, but at the end of the day, what you're saying is absolutely correct. If the intestinal tract cannot break down these
mm-hmm.
foods,
mm-hmm.
even though they're good for your foods,
mm-hmm.
they're organic, mm-hmm. they're the best that can be grown.
It's useless.
It's useless to your body, and your body reacts as a allergy.
It's bring more harm to your body. Your body get a reaction, get inflammation. That's why I want to talk about the first thing is leaky gut. Leaky gut is very, very popular words right now. I know some medical doctor doesn't think it exists. However, a lot of people, the other part of doctor did a lot of research. They said, okay, it does exist. It does exist. So same thing. I went to I think it's Arizona somewhere. So their seminar talk about the leaky gut stuff. I said the doctor said, okay, why a lot of the other doctors do not allow there's a word for leaky gut because there's no medication for leaky gut.
Well, you know, when you look at the intestinal tract and you talk about the gut, and you're right, that's right. They can't fix it because the pharmacies can't produce something.
The medication.
So what they forgot about is something that's called zonulin.
Is that?
And mm-hmm. zonulin is what regulates the permeability of the intestinal tract.
Yep.
And it's a protein.
Yes.
And if that breaks down, then zonulin, you know, is a culprit in this whole leaky gut situation. And we're going to talk about, as we get into the second part of the program, a little bit about zonulin. And there's actually some testing that can be done. But, you know, it's a measurable blood protein. You can find it. You can measure it. You can see what is there. And then subsequently, that blows the whole theory that it doesn't exist, because it does exist. And
yeah.
if you look at the intestinal tract as these little, matrices, if you will, like a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
These zonulin molecules get in between these little matrices, these mm-hmm. little cells, and they are the protectors.
Yes. This is why a lot of people, the same thing, what happened next, I will tell you more later on. So there's a lot of people come in here. I do have some people have leaky gut, but you don't know. This is how headache shows you, how fatigue, you know, how arthritis and joint pain, how craving for sugar and carbs, and also have the depression, anxiety. We check everything, but however, nobody to focus on God until they come here.
I know, and we need to look at that much more depthly as we're going to, but we've got it coming up for a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 24th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Coming up to a break, don't go away. Stay tuned. Got a whole lot more information for you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Like to talk to you. We're kind of a very interesting topic. You know, we can use a lot of different terms, like maybe you're full of it or back. I don't know. We won't go there. So the point of it is that we're talking about constipation and bowel disorders. And I had a whole bunch of you at the beginning of the program raise your hands and say, you know, how many of you have a bowel movement on a day-to-day basis? Dr. Qinglong Zhang is my guest, your host, this coming Wednesday evening on this specific topic. But
yes.
Not only constipation problems, we're going to get into other bowel problems. We just started talking about permeability. Before we do that, we have somebody who's been waiting patiently. Marcia, how can I help you?
Hi, yes. Sometimes whenever I have a bowel movement, like after I'm done, I'll get like really sick on my stomach. And I have asked my holistic doctor about this, and she acted like she didn't know, and I didn't know if anybody knew.
Yeah, there's actually a straight up reason for that. There's a technical expression. It's called a dumping syndrome. But what it's about is it's a vasovagal pattern. The vagus nerve in your brain is the longest nerve that you have in your body, and goes all the way down. It's almost like it's the same type of thing that would cause a vertigo problem, where you get dizzy and so forth. It's a depletion. It's like you feel lousy. You feel like you're nauseous and so forth. There's a lot of other reasons that people guess at, but that's the primary reason that occurs. That vagus nerve is overactive and not working the way it's supposed to. So it feels like somebody pulled the plug, but it's also, a situation where there's an organ system in Asian medicine, your kidney, and Dr. Zhang will call it your kidney qi.
Kidney qi, yes. From Chinese medicine, kidney qi and the large intestine get to work together because kidney is the motivation, is the power of your body, and the large intestine can just dump a lot of toxic stuff. If you dump a lot of toxic stuff, your kidney should be working very, very, very hard to push out. After you have the bowel movement, then a kidney qi has run out a lot, so then you feel a little bit dizzy, a little bit sick, and not feel well. This form of Chinese medicine can explain what is dumping syndrome.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we see a lot of that in the office, and that is the reason. And it can be fixed, but it's telling what the story is. It's telling you that there's a lot of other things that are going on that may be affecting you as well. Let me ask you a real quick question. If you bend over to pick something off the floor, and not just squat down, but you bend over and you stand back up rapidly, do you get dizzy at all?
Not really.
Okay, so no graying out, no loss of balance where you want to say, I better stay here just for a half a second. You know, I tell people, it's, drinking without having a drink.
Yes.
But it's not something that you experience at all?
No.
Okay. If you move your eyes from side to side rapidly, do you notice any imbalance that occurs?
No.
Do you notice that if you start doing something that you want to do, and the spirit is willing, but you're into it for a short period of time, and all of a sudden you're tired and say, I think I've had enough of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are all questions that relate to the same thing. What I just asked you about is a citric acid cycle or a Krebs cycle pattern. And what that simply means, forget the big words, it simply means that your body's not able to transport oxygen as easily as it should. But that has to do with what Dr. Zhang was talking about with kidney function.
Kidney function.
Or your kidney energy, your kidney qi in acupuncture.
Yes.
But if you approach those properly and you evaluate it properly, that can be fixed.
Yes. That's why the functional medicine is so beautiful, because we see the whole picture, not only for the one part. If you only see one part, everything is normal. Why still the symptoms?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So I should tell my function, like I have a holistic functional doctor, so should I tell her then to check out my kidney?
No, not the kidney organ system, but the kidney energy.
Right,
in acupuncture. Okay. And your adrenals and your fight-flight system. Those two things, and then the third is your vagus nerve.
So, okay. Now, could that be the cause of, like, having more motion sickness when I'm, like, in a car?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Because that's gotten worse.
Yeah. And you could expand it from there, because that's often a middle ear problem, and it could be a misalignment also of your occiput and your first and second cervical vertebrae putting pressure or irritation on the vestibular portion of the brain, which is the part that goes into the spinal cord. So if that's disrupted, then you can have that motion sickness pattern. But they're all related, and that's where your vagus nerve exits as well. So that's what I would have them check.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Marcia, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to hear from you. And this is an interesting program, because we're talking about what happens when that elimination process, that thing that you're supposed to do at least once or twice a day, doesn't happen. Or, and sometimes, Dr. Zhang, and we don't have time to answer, but even if they have a bowel movement, it's not complete. They're not getting rid of everything that they should.
You still feel something full there, but
that's
still
right.
Constipation.
It's still yes. Constipation. We're going to talk about that. We're coming up to a break, halfway point of the program, 888-630-9625. My guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Don't go away. We will be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you on anything you have in mind, even the heat index that's out there. We're talking about an interesting situation. Those of you who have difficulty evacuating that food tube that you have at the lower portion of your body, yes. Meaning constipation. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is my guest, and we're talking about something that we're going back and forth from a medical, functional medicine perspective all the way through and pulling on his knowledge in Asian medicine as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we said earlier that if you're not going to the bathroom at least a couple times a day, mm-hmm. You're probably constipated.
You're probably get toxic. It must be. I mean, you get toxic.
You know, I told the story about that one girl that was in my class who hadn't had a bowel movement or has a bowel movement about every 2 weeks. And it was awful. And there was some really direct relationships of why that was taking place. And fortunately, she became a patient of mine and we were able to change that completely and turned it around. And, you know, I told her, you know, you continue this, you dramatically increase your risk of bowel cancers and colitis and irritable bowel disease and mm-hmm. so forth. And permeability, we're going to talk about that in just a second because one of our callers has that on their mind. Let's go to the phones and we'll get back. But 888-630-9625. John, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir?
Good afternoon, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. A question about the leaky gut.
Yes, sir.
I have regular bowel movements every day, in the morning generally. Once in a while, I may go a little bit later. But does the leaky gut, to put it more literally, I'll go, and maybe 2-3 hours later, I don't really have to go, but I have to go and wipe again.
Okay.
It's like, it may be the medicine I'm taking. I didn't see that medicine had a side effect.
What are you taking, John?
Jakafi.
Okay.
Or myelofibrosis.
Yep. So that's going to affect the intestinal tract. And anything that affects the gut can cause the gut to be irritated. Anything that causes I'll steal from Dr. Zhang again, in Asian medicine, anything that causes energy to drop, which is your kidney energy in your body, that's your life force, if you will, it can allow you to dump all kinds of things from bowel to urine and so forth. You can't retain it. And so that can happen. So once you start, a caller before talked about the dumping syndrome, that's that vasovagal pattern that can be one of your cranial nerves misfiring. It can be any of the spinal nerves that are involved or the energetics or the side effects of the medication or a combination of any of those things. So yes, in fact, that can happen. Now you can have a leaky gut, Dr. Zhang, right? Without and still have normal bowel movements.
Oh, that's for sure. Yes. That's what a lot of people confuse. Okay. I have a leaky gut is based on the symptoms. I said, why I have normal bowel movement is okay. You have normal bowel movement. That means you don't have any leaky gut.
Yeah, and that's not the truth. So
yes.
Even though
I think for him, the same thing is why a lot of medication cause, this kind of problem, because when you take a medication, use your liver, use a kidney to process, and also you deplete your kidney. However, the same thing, the kidney is supposed to let you hold something, hold the fluid, hold the things tight. If you deplete a lot or from Chinese medicine, then you still want to get loose. You always want to get something, wipe. Same thing with the people, the old people, some people, they want to pee all the time. They cannot hold it very well.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And when he talks about kidney, he's talking about kidney energy. Mm-hmm. And it's the,
right.
You know, and it's that force. So the leakage that you're getting where you're not able to retain it is not necessarily the same thing we're talking about as far as permeability. However, permeability and that type of pattern, I can promise you go hand in hand. So you,
I see.
Okay.
I see. How about another question. The zeolin you were talking about, the protein supplement for the blood cell?
The zonulin. It's a very different thing. No, zonulin is something that's contained within the matrix of the intestinal lining. The leaky gut syndrome, it can be measured, the intestinal permeability. There's two tests that you can get most any physicians to run, and one is intestinal tract, a measurement of things that are there, and then the other one is blood. I'd have to get into complete. It measures lactulose and mannitol. And based on those things, it can tell us what's going on. John, I hope that helps. If we can be further help for you, give us a call. Let's go to the phones. And Susan from Vienna.
Hello.
Hi.
And thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Listen, so I feel like it was Providence I tuned in when I did, because my father's 85, and he's always been a very active man, still running into his 80s. But, you know, lately he's had a few issues that the doctors are just sort of treating piecemeal. One is he's falling down. His balance is an issue. He now has very painful kidney stones. And for years he was passing out with his basal vega. And I'm just wondering now, listening to you, whether he should be seeing a more holistic doctor, and whether things are related. And what can we as his family do to help him figure this out? Because he's had to stop running now, and you know, we're afraid that that's going to lead to many other things.
So I'm going to pass this on to Dr. Zhang in a second. But the short answer is yes, he should be. There's a whole lot more that can be done for your father, the fact that he was a runner. So you would look at a plethora of things, including his medications and other things that now he's at that place where he's going to start presenting.
Yes. Hi. So the thing is, your question, the answer is yes. So for another question, if you go to the medical doctor, just like my family, when someone in China, go to a medical doctor, they cannot help you. You don't have anything wrong. Why they call it, they cannot explain what's a problem. However, based on Asian medicine. So your father fall, and when you fall in Chinese medicine, the 1,000 years ago, they already know when you fall, your body gets shocked. When you shock, your kidney energy gets dropped.
When you're shocked.
That's why a lot of people get a bone shock. They kind of hold the pee. They pee a lot. Pee a little bit. That's why, because kidney chi bone shock, they say, okay, stop working right away, and then your body get loose. Same thing with your father. So when he get a fall, then the kidney chi get depleted. This is 85. As long as the people get, everybody get aging, and then your kidney energy gets lower. When you get a shock fall there, your kidney chi get depleted. That is why your father's not very active, feel not very strong as before. As also, this is definitely because your kidney function is not very good. Also, plus, your father had a kidney stone, that means your father's kidney already got damaged. It's kidney stone, that means your kidney function not very strong enough. If the people's kidney function is very strong, you never get a kidney stone.
So, Susan, what you would look at with your father is everything that's going on with him, from the type of foods that he's taking into his body, the amount of water he's taking in, the rest that he's getting or may not be getting, the history of medications, things that have affected him that way, stress patterns that have taken place, structural aberrations, all of those things count. Mm-hmm. And as we're getting older, what happens is that we start seeing people who were very vibrant, very strong, very aggressive in their life now become less than that's what they were, and they start backing down, and that's indication of that kidney depletion. So the short answer is yes, in fact, mm-hmm. There's a lot more that can be done for your dad. So, Susan, if we can be any help, matter of fact, this Wednesday evening, join us. It's, from where you are to where we are is like a 5-minute ride. So, come on by. Listen to Dr. Zhang. We'll be there. We'll answer any questions that we possibly can for you. 888-630-9625. Dr. Qinglong Zhang will be your presenter, your host, this coming Wednesday, the 24th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. And I promise you, you're going to learn a whole lot that you didn't think that was necessarily up on your radar screen. But get what? You can make it a whole lot better. Vince, thank you for waiting and being patient. How can we help you, sir?
Hi. A few minutes ago, you were talking with a woman who said she does not get dizzy when she bends over, but sometimes I do. And I didn't know if you could, you if there's a reason you could address that.
Sure, there is. And what that is orthostatic hypotension is what I was asking her about. See, what happens, and this is one of the tests that we do with every new patient that walks in our office, we take their blood pressure, but we take their blood pressure in three positions. We take it sitting, then we have them lie down, we take it again, and then we have them stand up and we take it again. And when you stand up, your blood pressure should go up over what it was in a sitting position, but sometimes it drops. So what that suggests and what it's saying to you is that the outer shell around the kidney or around the adrenal glands is not producing enough of a steroid called angiotensin, which allows the blood vessel to have a little tone in it. And when that happens, your blood drops out. So you're getting a fight-flight weakness in the system that's going to affect many other things that we're talking about. It can't be treated effectively medically because the stuff that they use depletes the body, but it can be treated naturally, but you have to look at the body as a whole. But that's what it's called. It's called an orthostatic hypotension pattern. There's a lot of different pieces to it, but that's where it's coming from. Does that make sense to you at all, Vince?
Yes, it does. It does. Thank you.
Okay, give us a call. Love to have you as a guest this Wednesday evening. You know, we're talking about things that affect everything, you know,
yeah.
And see how these are linking in one to the other. This is the intestinal tract. The intestinal tract is that second brain. It has an effect on the vagus nerve. It has an effect on every other organ system in the body. It's an amazing opportunity for people to really understand.
Yeah. From the same thing, from Chinese medicine, the kidney and the intestinal tract is tied very, very closely. You have to check it two both together. That's why we always talk together for the GI check.
Let's go back to the phones. Carol, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yes. I am 76 and I'm healthy and active. And 2 years ago, I started eating a diet I just decided to stop eating processed foods. But I have continued to have chronic constipation. I mean, pretty severe. And I haven't found anything that helps. I mean, I eat a completely plant-based diet. I'm active. I work out several times a week. And I try to drink lots and lots of water. So.
Okay, so let me go through this just a little bit for you in the time that we have. So any constipation problem has to be looked at from things that you might be sensitive to. So even if you switched a really good diet, Dr. Zhang said earlier, even good things sometimes will react badly to you because,
yes,
you know, when you were eating things that were not supportive to your body, you could be breaking down that zonulin barrier and your gut's becoming more permeable. And it doesn't have to be an irritable bowel at that point. It can be constipation.
Mm-hmm. And also this patient, she stopped taking the process about 2 years ago. That's a concern too. That means 2 years ago, you take the processed food. Your body already got damaged. A lot of, the GI tract, intestinal tract already got damaged. Even though it's not on the pathological side, but still your function already damaged. You need something to bring up your function first. That's what I think. So.
Is it the other thing is that, Carol, that a lot of these foods, when you were eating things that were bad for you, just by nature, that can be irritating. So that'll allow you to have a bowel movement. Once you take those irritations away, now it can't be stimulated until the intestinal tract is healed and you end up reconnecting the nervous system. You find digestive enzymes that will break some of these foods down that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
At your age, you know, unfortunately, what happens is that the amount of hydrochloric acid and pancreatic enzymes that you produce are far less than when you were 30, 35, 40 years old. So now you're eating really good foods, things that have outer fiber coats that need to be broken down.
Yes.
So you have to have more enzymes to do that. And that may be as simple as it comes, you know, taking a broad spectrum proteolytic enzyme, you know, with your meals, looking at the gallbladder to see if it's similar. The gallbladder and the liver are responsible for stimulating peristalsis, making you have that bowel movement. So if that's not opening up the way it should, then you're going to have a constipation problem. So there's a lot of different pieces here, and I, you know, we'd have to look at, but it's fixable. It's not something that you have to suffer with.
Yes.
So, Carol,
okay,
let us know if we can do anything more for you. Happy to talk to you any way we can possibly can. This has been an active program, my friend. You're going to have a lot of people that are going to attend 888-630-9625 this Wednesday evening, the 24th. Dr. Qinglong Zhang will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about constipation and bowel problems and how to get them fixed, and they can be fixed. And take one more call. We only have a short time. Robert, how can I help you, sir?
Doctor, for the last 18 months, I've been getting cervical and lumbar steroid injections. And during that time, I've developed what I believe is peripheral neuropathy in my feet, and it started a little bit in my hands. And I wanted to know what could be done to treat that. Just anecdotally, about a month ago, I was told that vitamin B would help, and I started taking B complex and B12, and it seems to have cut the peripheral neuropathy in about half.
Sure. B12.
Is there anything else I can be doing?
B12 thiamine are very essential in treating those. But here's the situation. As long as you keep doing steroid injections, the neuropathy is going to become worse.
That's not the case.
It's going to cause the nervous system to begin to break down. So if you have structural degeneration or you have pain in your neck and your low back, there's other ways to approach that, and you really need to get somebody. You're down in the Williamsburg area. Send us a note, and I'll make some referrals for you down there. But if you continue to do it, I promise you the condition is going to get progressively worse, and even the B-complex and so forth is not going to help you. But zinc, B1, taurine, theanine, across the board, those things can help. They can make a difference, but they're not going to stop it from progressing until you stop the steroids. But you need to know what to do in addition to that. Acupuncture, structural work, even stem cell, there's a lot of things that can be done. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. You know the drill, as you do every Sunday at 12 high, right? 12 o'clock Eastern time. And those of you around the country, totally appreciate you. Thank you for reaching out, and hopefully we can serve you and continue to do so. And also, as always, our men and women in the armed forces, thank you for what you do so we can do what we do. But more importantly, let us know what we can do to make your life better, at least from the platform that we have. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Qinglong Zhang will be your host, your presenter. He's also my guest today in studio, and he's going to be talking about constipation and all kinds of intestinal tract problems, things that come from the gut. We were talking off at the break here a little bit, and we're saying that, you know, when you have any problem, regardless of what it is, it never truly fixes itself unless you fix the intestinal tract. Correct, Dr. Zhang?
That's correct.
You know, and I know you're going to get into that in depth. We talked a little bit about permeability and allergy reactions today, and all of that comes from the gut. You clean the gut, you fix everything. You don't clean the gut, you fix nothing.
So, because eating is the biggest thing in your life. If you don't eat very well, how can you get a nutrient? There's no nutrient to support you.
Yeah, there's nothing going in. You know, you run the machine down to bare nothing, and then it begins to break. It's not okay. What are you going to cover this Wednesday evening?
Oh, this Wednesday I will cover more about the constipation, what's the reason can cause that, what's the symptoms about the other common bowel movement disorders, IBS, which is irritable bowel movement, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, and the leaky gut. Last but not least, leaky gut. What's the leaky gut really? Let you understand how the gut works, how they can affect you, and also plus I would from different perspective, from acupuncture, from Chinese medicine, from a chiropractic perspective to see that. And at last, I would tell you, just like as before, I would tell you some tips to bring home to the remedy, you know, from Chinese medicine tips, let you hold your handle at your home by yourself, do something, help yourself, and improve your gut function.
So it's always important, you know, you give people the tips that you're talking about, and they can help themselves. You know, the whole idea is not just our doing things for you, but it's you understanding that you have the capacity to do things for yourself and to make it not happen again.
Yes, this is why I told my patient, okay, the best doctor in the whole world is not somebody else, it's yourself. I'll tell everybody, I repeat my patient. You know, that's true.
We go back to our book, you know, the book that I wrote a few years back, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program, by the way.
Yeah.
It's still available. You can get it online at our office. Go to rozellecare.com and order it. If you don't have it, it's one that really will make you see the light, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it. You know, we talked a little bit about, you touched upon it, And all the research now is coming out that not only Parkinson's patients, but a lot of the other neurodegenerative diseases are being related directly to the intestinal tract. You know, we've talked forever that the intestinal tract, the gut, is a second brain, mm-hmm. and it's because it produces all the neurotransmitters, and mm-hmm. it's supposed to get rid of stuff. But if it goes also to the fact that if there's an allergic reaction, there's inflammation. If there's inflammation, the brain's going to suffer.
Yes.
And the brain has...
If you have the if you have some gut issue, the gut, since the gut is a barrier, we have different barrier in the body. We have the blood brain barrier, have the intestinal barrier too. If you're in the barrier, you're going to break it down and allow detox go to your body, and the blood will go to all the body and go to the brain, get anxiety and depression. It's a brain on fire. That's why a lot of people get depression, get anxiety, get a lot of emotion change. They cannot find the reason. You come here, okay, you have a gut issue.
You know, I often will tell people that when they've irritated their intestinal tract for a long time, it's very much like in American audience will understand phyllo dough. It becomes very brittle. All you got to do is touch it. It breaks and it bleeds.
Yes.
So this Wednesday evening, Dr. Zhang will walk you through that matrix. He'll teach you what to do with it. And more importantly, wouldn't it be nice to turn your life around, get off the medications, and stop some of the things that are going on for you? Well, here's an opportunity. This man's brilliant. Come and listen to him.
Thank you.
We're coming up to that end of the program. Unfortunately, I have to say we'll see you next time. Love you all. Bye.
I see you Wednesday.